Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Sometimes you incur extra charges at an establishment like a cafe or a restaurant for a condiment, you know? I think we have gotten, I'm going to say used to, it doesn't necessarily feel right, but we are now used to paying for tomato sauce or barbecue sauce when, you know, we're getting a pie or some chippies or something, right?
I think it makes you feel more joy when you get condiments for no charge.
Oh, you're like, so right.
I understand that, like, the scale is weighted heavily on one side, but there's that thrill of you go, like, oh, can I just get some sauce, and they just chuck it in the bag.
Yeah.
You don't see 20 cents added on to your total. You go,
yes.
Everything's coming up me.
Oh, my goodness. That actually happened to me at the MCG on the weekend. I got some chippies.
Marvel Stadium did the exact same thing. I thought they could make a killing on sauces.
I thought they were going to charge me for sauce, so I just grabbed one. And I said, oh, how much is the sauce? The guy goes, it's free. And so I went back and grabbed another two.
You're like, anyway, I'll take this whole box of Master Foods. Thank you very much.
Because why should I pay for my own ketchup at home? But, you know, I mean, they could just put the cost within what we're paying and hide it and make us feel a little bit better about ourselves. But I think we've just gotten used to it at this point. But there are some charges that just don't pass the pub test. And one that came up on a receipt for one person in Melbourne, by the way, I cannot wrap my head around this.
At least it's unlikely it's happening here in Geelong.
I hope it never happens here, because if you got your receipt after going to a cafe on Paco, I think you'd be quite livid to see a heating charge on there.
I mean, with all respect to Geelong West, but if it's going to be anywhere in Geelong, Paco is that's winning cross country right there for the cafes cross town.
So, but this person, they just got a muffin. They just got a delicious muffin, a little treat yourself muffin, which you could have at room temperature, or if you wanted to have it a little bit warmed up. And why would, especially if there's some white chocolate in there, like if it's a raspberry white chocolate situation, just heat it up a little bit. Yeah, just 30 seconds in the microwave. Have a really great time.
Right.
And that person
opted. I feel like
opted.
I'm listening to watching an episode of that Huey Cooks.
Maybe I'm just getting excited talking about a muffin that I know I can't eat.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know what I mean? I know there's gluten-free muffins out there, but I've yet to find a good one. Anywho, this person has opted for a heated muffin. They thought, oh, this is a treat-yourself moment. Yeah, sure, heat it up. They've asked. They've gone, yeah, do it. Charged him $1.
So is that for, surely that if we're breaking down the cost price of that,
yeah,
is that microwave costage?
Yes.
Is that wattage?
Yeah.
Is that what we're seeing right there?
So on the receipt, they've got $4.50 for a long black, pretty standard price there. Muffin, $7. Feels excessive, but I don't know the size of the muffin, so it could be appropriate if it's a large muffin. And then $1 extra for heat standard is what it says.
Heat
so
standard.
They've questioned.
Good catch, because sometimes you wouldn't eat. Like, I don't know about you, but I ain't checking receipts.
I'm checking receipts.
I just fully trust venues. Mm-mm. And I understand that you could probably get done in just by someone literally someone accidentally pressing a button twice and they
for
charge
sure.
you twice for something. But
yes.
Like, you know, got to trust people out there working in Geelong, Sarah Murray. Not in Melbourne by the sounds of it, though.
No, not everybody. No, so they've obviously gone onto social media to vent their frustrations. And cool, I get it. Sometimes
totally safe, positive space to take this to.
You've got to yell into a void. And you did that on your first date with your now wife. So sometimes you've just got to yell into a void. Social media feels like that void. Unfortunately, some other people on social media are now coming for that cafe that has been shamed.
Right.
And have taken it a level too far. Some people have gone in with death threats.
Well, that's not. We don't do that.
No,
we don't.
It's a bit
like
excessive
that.
For just a heat fee, guys. But I think you should be able to say, hey, I don't think this is right. $1 heat fee? What is going on?
Yeah.
And where does it start and stop? You know, obviously, if you've got a chicken roll, a hot one, well, that needs to be heated. There's a few issues
so it's,
there.
It's if we're heating things that don't necessarily need to be heated. Can we change the show up on the fly? I know we're going to move on after this. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. How do you feel about a heat-up fee?
Heat-up fee.
At the moment, today, it's International Burger Day. We're doing a burger blitz. Every caller that gets on air, you win a burger, a Boss Burger meal on 5223 2955. So if you want to call up and say, hey, I don't like this heating fee. Actually, no, I understand it, you know, like over the space of a microwave's life, like of all these heating ups that they're doing.
Yeah, hey, maybe it's justified. Maybe you work in the hospice and you're like, actually, I can understand. They've got bills they got to pay.
Jade from Highton has given us a call. Jade, how do you feel about paying for a heating fee?
I cannot get around a heating fee for a muffin. Now, when I go and buy a muffin, it doesn't jump to my mind to have it warmed up in the first place.
But
then when someone prompts me, I'm like, oh, yeah, that does sound nice. But $1?
Yeah.
My gosh.
But can you understand? I'm just playing devil's advocate here, Jade. Can you understand that if they're popping this in the microwave and 100 people are coming in every single day asking for a muffin to be heating up, like that microwave, that ain't lasting the calendar fiscal year, mate.
A microwave is about $100. So if you have 100 customers coming in, every 100 customers, you could buy yourself a new microwave.
Just all quick right. Maths from Jade there. Well done.
Jade, bit of passion there. We appreciate your call. Stay on the phone. We're going to give you a burger because it's International Burger Day. Sam from Corio, how do you feel about this heating charge?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Say if we, Sam.
You're paying $7 for the muffin in the first place. Yeah. That should include whether you want it heated or not for $7.
You're so right. It is a very expensive muffin.
Sam.
100%. I wouldn't even pay $7 for a muffin. I'd go and buy a box of muffin mix and make 12 muffins for that price.
Oh, Sam, thrifty. Cozzy lives. So, Sam has got it sorted.
So if you, Sarah Marie, and I went out for a lovely little morning muffin brunch and you saw $3 added onto our joint bill, would you be walking up to the register and saying, not for us. No, thank you.
Oh, I'd be questioning it 100%. Because of the price of things these days, $3 is absurd as well.
Yeah, all right. So, well, hopefully, you never know. Maybe it would be $1 split between the three of us because if they put it in the microwave all at the same time. Who knows? Sam, stay on the phone. We're going to get your details. Sian, finally, round us off here from Clifton Springs. Would you pay a heating fee if you just wanted a warm muffin?
Absolutely not.
Okay, all right, well.
Absolutely not. What a have.
Sian's been bursting.
Yeah,
just
sorry, Sian.
Let me speak. It's a firm no.
Sian, so no, it seems we're getting like, I don't know, I feel like the same flavour ice cream calling up Sarah Marie. Sian, it's just something that it seems in just by tone of your voice, seems something you're really not about.
No, I am sick of everybody putting add-ons, for God's sake, calm down.
Oh, you're so right, Sian. I have a question. I'm a receipt girly. Do you grab a receipt after a transaction just to make
time.
Sure? Oh, there we go. See, we need to teach Tim. Tim could
I
have
trust
bought
no one.
A home.
Sian, those words to live by. And you know what? Even if it wasn't International Burger Day today, we'd manage to get you a burger for speaking the truth. We appreciate it.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
And Sarah Marie, something you said yesterday.
Yeah.
Caught my attention.
Oh, yes.
I asked you if you had any game. Like, if you had, like, back when you were single, did you have a pickup line? Like, how were you with your flirting? And then you said to me that it didn't stop in person, you didn't have any game. But on dating apps, you actually had, you weren't allowed to have a real access to your own phone. You had your mates essentially proofreading everything that you were sending.
Oh, they started my dating app profiles. Yeah. Oh, I didn't pick my photos. And on a couple of the different apps, you answer questions for your profile. And so then I would just defer to my friends.
Okay. Because the only dating app I ever used pre-2016, before I met my now wife.
Was Grindr.
Was Tinder. If I remembered my password, I'm sure I would have got back into it. But that was very simple. It was like, what's your name? Write down a few notes. That's all. And here's some photos. That was the basic. And from what I've heard, and with all these new apps, it's wild. You said your issue was like figuring out what to say.
Yeah, because I panic under pressure.
Yes, not a pressure play. Not good in the paint.
I mean, my resume doesn't say that. Whenever I write a cover letter,
like,
I always say,
if there's something going wrong, call me. I'm your guy.
I'm like a duck. You know?
Water, straight off the back.
No, I mean, on the top, I look cool, calm, collected, but under the surface, my feet are going
amok. Okay.
That's what that analogy is.
There is something developing through dating apps. And I feel like back when you were single, and for people like you that maybe were struggling with figuring out what to say, this could be helpful. Would you use AI-generated messaging through what? Dating apps. So essentially, you know how like ChatGPT and all these other things, it can help you and give it prompts and it'll write out something about you. Apparently, AI is starting to get involved with things like Grindr, Tinder, some other dating apps. And so say you get a message from someone, you could be like, it'll be like, hey, why don't you say this? And you could send it out and you can proofread it and you go, yeah, I will send that. Or are we making people fall in love with robots?
Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. When you first said it, I was against it. Then you explained it. And I took myself right back to that first message that I sent you.
Like, go back to that desperate girl we once knew.
Hey, well.
Sorry.
I wasn't desperate.
Let's go back to that fake, confident, desperate girl that we always knew.
Hold the phone.
I thought you were going to swear there. I was like, that's a really long F. Calm down. Get the word out.
I just really struggled with the online dating situation. I managed to find plenty of people in real life. Man, I don't know how, but I was going on dates with people that I met in nightclubs, which was strange.
I know that's pretty common. But online how would you feel using AI to help? Like writing a resume almost.
The problem is because there's just no necessarily tone or context or anything like that, right? And then you've got some apps like Bumble where the woman has to speak first, and that was where I panicked because then I matched with Jonas and then it says that you've only got 24 hours to talk with them.
He's
otherwise,
your husband now, so clearly something worked.
Yeah, but I just sent hey and a smiley face because I panicked because I didn't want to unmatch.
Or did you? Was it AI? Did you have hands on this tech several years ago?
Can you imagine if AI assisted with...
If it all it could come up with, message. All that power engine come up with hey and smiley face. Maybe we don't deserve to have it. So I'll be interested to know if this is starting to get used across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine, because are phones going to be falling in love, not the people? Like the phones are going to be talking to each other, not the actual people on the other end.
If it's just suggesting some prompts, you know, or if it's going to help fix your spelling or grammar, do it.
Actually, yeah, that's a huge one there.
Do it. Oh, so my gosh, imagine you just start talking with someone and you've spelt the wrong your. Oh, and AI is there going, hey, mate, I've got you.
Or what's the word that starts with D that always capitalizes? It's completely spaced in my brain.
D.
My lowercase for me, but thank you. Tim and Jess,
the podcast. I love when people just throw a question out on TikTok and others act as if we've never posed the question before.
Do you have TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I have Instagram Reels, so I'm normally about 2 weeks behind because that's kind of how long it takes to filter down. So tell me, what am I going to be seeing in my algorithm in the next 2 weeks, Sarah Murray?
A woman talking about using her neighbour's bins. And it's divided some people. Okay. And I love this conversation.
Oh, these snap like yes, no, black, white, left, right kind of conversations.
Yeah.
Like people are passionate for a reason. So what's she offering up for us?
So she actually, I think, is a very considerate neighbour, if I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. And she was just talking about how every now and then her bins are overflowing a little bit because she's got a chock-a-block family household going on. And sometimes you've just got a lot of rubbish, yeah? And so when that happens and she can't fit all of her rubbish into her bin, she waits until after midnight and then does a cheeky little check down the street and might just chuck in like a little extra bag, yeah?
I mean, the only issue I have with that is so late. It's so cold at the moment across Geelong. Like, I forgot to put my bins out, not last night, the night before.
Oh.
And it was like 11 o'clock at night. And I went, oh, I've got to go outside in the cold. And that was shameful enough, let alone both my neighbours have sensor lights. I would never, Sarah Marie. That's the scariest thing ever.
I've definitely done that before, but I'm the kind of neighbour that then encourages other neighbours to use our bin because we never have an issue with rubbish. That isn't an issue at all. It is Jonas and I, and we have such a minimal amount that goes into our bin. We wouldn't even quarter fill it.
I don't know if it's you. The only bin of mine that overflows is the recycling bin.
100%.
And it's because sometimes you'll just, you know, there might be a good deal on Amazon that month and like a lot of boxes come through and it's all those things. And that's the only one that I ever go, oh, we're in a bit of a backlog here.
Well, we actually had to buy a new bin this week because the bin lid broke on the other bin.
No.
And the big bin came in a big box. And then it had all this extra packaging. And so we've got to squish that bin box in the other bin.
The box itself.
Yeah. I know, right? I wish we could have just left it at Kmart in Belmont and be like, here, you take the box. I just need the bin. Thank you so much. Anyway, so every now and then I've just got to ask a neighbour, hey, can I pop this in your recycling? Yours is a little bit more freer than mine.
I think if you know the person, yeah. Like, I don't know my neighbours well enough to be doing that. But you sound like you have a good enough relationship where it's like a see a bin, use a bin kind of relationship. Is that kind of where you think you're at with your neighbours?
Somewhat, yeah. And there's a couple of younger families and couples around us. Some we talk to and some we just give the nod to, like, g'day.
But you wouldn't put it in, you wouldn't put it in their bins, would you?
More, no, because we've got a better friendship with the people directly across from us and on the other side from us.
You've got options, girlie.
We've got so many options. But when I've lived in other places, then, yeah, we just go around and you do the nighttime check. Nighttime check should be fine. If it is around midnight, I think, yeah, you can.
Stacey in Grovedale, do you think it's okay to use your neighbour's bins?
Yeah, I think it is, as long as you're not making it so full that when they try to empty it, it's wedged in there and can't be emptied, or you're not putting anything smelly or really leaky in there so that somebody else is going to have to then deal with a stinky bin.
Valid. That is very valid. You have to be mindful of what is going in the other person's bin.
Like, you wouldn't put a bag of, like, dirty I would nappies. Never put the nappies Mm-mm. in someone else's bin because I don't want to put that in mine. I'd rather that just evaporate into the ethos. All right, well, Stacey, we appreciate that. Donna, apparently you're very passionate about this from Cario. How do you feel about putting rubbish in people's bins, in your neighbour's bins?
Well, I think it's fine. I don't see why not. If there's room, put it in. But if you're smart and you're home and you're able to, reload and put it across the road.
Isn't that a fantastic tip? I had never even thought about that.
It's like we're speaking to Superman. He's like, yeah, just fly. Like, this is, what do you mean you don't know how to do it? Just fly.
Yeah.
Donna, you seem to be, like, well-versed in this.
Well, I had to do it last week. I had yuccas and the bin man actually waited for me and said, yeah, bring it over.
Those bloody yuckers.
They're awful. Take them out. Get a jackhammer and just get them out.
Yeah, that's why they called them that, Stacey.
Yuckers, they're awful.
Donna, sorry. Fair enough. All right, let's finish this off. Natalie in Leopold. I'm surprised you didn't want to be anonymous, Natalie, but not only do you think this is okay, but we've got a fresh incident that you want to tell us about.
Yeah, and just to add to that, I did put nappies in my neighbour's bin. This morning, I walked across the road. Our bins were so full this week because we had lots of cardboard from things getting delivered on Friday and whatnot. And I had two smelly bags of nappies and a whole lot of other things in there. And I thought, I can't wait another week. So my neighbour across the road, he lives by himself and he generally stays at his mum and dad's and whatnot. Like, so he only just kind of sleeps there. He never uses his bins. So I just went over there this morning, took his bin out, loaded it with all of my stuff that I didn't want to hang around in my house for another day or so, and filled it up and then put it out, and they got emptied and sneakily went back across the road and put his bin exactly where it was, so he doesn't even know that I did that.
Oh.
And if I have to do that often, I will, because there's five of us. And I'm like,
no shame.
I just need to, I don't care. Like,
please.
If I double wrap the bags and whatever, like, nothing fell out, and then I checked, it was all clean and emptied. So, and he doesn't know, so it's fine.
As long as
until
you
are. Until I get caught out, then I'll stop doing it.
Until you get caught out? What do you mean, Natalie? You've just put it on K-Rock.
Natalie, this sounds like the end of, like, the Ocean's...
I haven't disclosed my address yet.
Okay.
Okay, but we can.
It sounds like the end of the Ocean's movies where, like, George Clooney's revealing how the plan happened all along. You've just gone into such great detail. And I guess if you're not getting caught, it's fair play.
Yeah, I'm always paranoid during the day. Like, are the other neighbours going to see what I'm doing? But generally, I do it pretty smartly when I know that no one's really home.
Do you know what I love about this?
I haven't been caught yet.
Natalie, you're talking about always being paranoid about this, but I've got a saying, everybody has a price, and it seems for you it is a Boss Burger meal because you have just opened up and shared with everybody.
Probably overshare.
All right, that's all right. We'll just make sure you put the burger in your bin, the wrapping at the end of it. So we appreciate you calling, Natalie. Thank you very much.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.